Tonight, my message is on the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when Brother Bert Gordon was here, every time he comes down to my fireplace and down to my place there, he said, "Brother, what is Bertie today?" That's what he said to me. You know, it kept me bright. Maybe today he was talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. He may come today, and well, we were just happy. This thing of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's all been in my mind for a long time. Ever since I've been waiting for the Lord Jesus Christ and still waiting, we're looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's coming again, as he has said. He will, you know, when God made the promise of his first coming, when he first came into the world, he made the promise way back there in the garden that the Lord Jesus Christ would come, and that he would come to be the Savior of the world. He would come right down to this scene where we are and live among sinful men, and then he would die to God. Well, right back into heaven. Just imagine that. Right back into God's presence. That's a way back into his presence through the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, the promise God makes, we've been hearing this morning, his promises are true. He will fulfill all his promises. All the promise that God makes, he will fulfill it. And you know, God, in the fullness of time, we read in the Bible, this is the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He sent forth his Son into the world, and the Lord Jesus Christ came. But this time he's coming back. He's coming again. He's coming not just in the air. He's coming between heaven and earth. He's coming there for the believers, for all those who are ready. There's no need for him to come down right down to this earth for us, you know. All who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, we're not earthly people no longer. We're a heavenly people. And therefore, the Lord Jesus Christ has no need to come right down here again. He came down here once, and he has died for us, and he saved us. We believe in him. Now we're waiting for him to come and call us to meet him in the air. And he's coming back again. What a wonderful story. Or what a wonderful thing to look forward for. What a blessed hope. What a blessed hope. You know, the Christian's expectation is the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it? He's coming again, as he has said. And right through the Bible, even in the Old Testament, it speaks of the coming, the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He shall come again to receive all those who belong to him. All those who are ready. And we've been singing many of our hymns and choruses we sang tonight. It's of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And one of the choruses we sang tonight is a question asked in one of these little choruses for you. For those who know not the Lord Jesus Christ, a question is asked in one of these choruses. Are you ready to meet Jesus if he comes tonight? Or today? Are you ready to meet Jesus? You answer that question in your own heart. You know whether you're ready or whether you are not ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ if he comes. And if you're not ready, you know it's better for you to get ready for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's coming back again, not to die for the sins of the world. He had done that once. Now he came the first time to seek and to save. But he's coming this time to just collect all those who have been saved and are ready. Yes, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is the Christian's hope. Those who belong to him. This is our expectation. He's coming again to redeem us. All those who belong to him, who are ready to meet Jesus, who have come to him and have trusted and believed in the Lord Jesus Christ, believe that he died. And now we are waiting for him to come. And we're looking forward for that blessed and a glorious day. What is the Christian's attitude? You know, the Christian should be looking. That's the attitude Christians should have today. All those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, our attitude should be looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Looking for that blessed hope. That's our attitude. Are we doing just that? You know, it's sad to see so many who are, by the life they are living today, and what they're doing and what they're saying and how they're acting, their attitude is opposite to this, to the looking for that blessed hope. This is what we should be doing today. We should be looking for that coming, looking for that blessed hope, that hope when our Lord shall come and take us away. Or while you're looking around about you, I look into the things of the world. Is your eye upon the things of the world that the world can offer you today? You know, we sometimes think, turn your eyes upon Jesus and look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth, all the things around about you that you are so occupied with today, will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes on Jesus. Yes, this is the attitude of the Christian. The believer's attitude should be looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearance of our great God. We want you to do that tonight, Christian. Fellow Christian, the Lord Jesus Christ is coming. He that shall come and will not tarry. He is coming again. He's coming again. He's not going to stop. He will come. As he has said, I will come again, he told his disciples, and will receive you unto myself. And the angels on the Mount of Olives, when the Lord Jesus Christ went up from them, went up and he gave them the message. As he went up, the angels said, gave the disciples, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you to heaven, will come in like manner as you have seen him go. He's going to come back again. This same Jesus, not another, not an angel, not one of the heavenly beings. No, this same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, will come. And the Lord Jesus Christ said himself, I will come again and receive you unto myself. Let where I am, there ye may be also. What a blessed hope to look forward to be in heaven, to dwell with the Lord Jesus Christ, right in the very presence of God. Then our lives, how we should be living. You know, people seem to be giving up living for Christ today. He's taking too long, some people might think. He's not coming yet. It's been a long time since he made this promise, and they've given up looking for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Peter tells us, seeing all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought we to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Yes, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, what sort of a person are we to be? Are we to be living and just not caring about the coming of the Lord Jesus? Are we to just please ourselves and living just to please ourselves, living in sin? Can we live in sin? Again, God forbid. We should be looking for that hope, for that glorious hope and the appearing of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, what sort of a person ought we to be? Are we to be just going around carelessly and living a life of our ordinary sinful life that we've lived before Christ has saved us? Should we be just going about not caring about it, not thinking about his coming again? Should we be living like that? What manner of person ought we to be? We should be living in expectation to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, looking for that blessed hope and that glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ.